Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa.
Plunge Week 2020 is a new winter initiative that will be taking place in beautiful Medicine Park, Oklahoma, along with its traditional polar plunge. Here to tell us all about it is Pat Shaughnessy, the producer of Plunge Week. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Cynthia.
We always like having you here. We have you here to talk about Christmas activities and Medicine Park, and you know, this is just another.
You know,
really
if you put
thing.
A cot in, I would stay here.
Well, it's warm. Yeah. So let's start out by talking about this plunge week.
Well, many people in this area think that Medicine Park and the wildlife refuge and the areas out there are to be avoided in the wintertime. We're trying to reshape their thinking in terms of saying, you know, there's a whole different world happening out in the refuge and in the trails during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we're more of a sleepy little town than a bustling tourist stop in the wintertime. And so it's actually fun to be there. So we're looking at creating a program or an initiative that's an ongoing event that brings people in literally to stay for the week. Part of the notion was something on the order of a Chautauqua, where you have a series of learned people coming in and addressing the community on topics. So in our case, we have been reaching for a wide group of people this first year to try and tell us things that we ought to know about where we live.
Right. And when I think of Chautauqua, I think of it's usually historical figures. And so is that where we're going with the plunge week?
Well, we have everything from a creek walk, which one of our town members, Charlie Wright, used to do pretty regular for kids, a guided walk around the creek talking about its formation and its history, but also at the same time revealing stories of past pioneers in the area who were here and made this area their home. Wednesday morning, the 5th, we have a hammer and dulcimer concert at Miss Chadwick's Bakery. So many of these events are almost like storefront presentations.
Okay.
We don't anticipate at any one time there being 50 people. 10 to 15 would be more what's happening, but it's an ongoing flowing crowd coming in, going out. Thursday the 6th at the Branded Bear, we have breakfast stories. Mary McClure is going to come in for a half an hour. We have a cowboy poet gentleman coming in from Duncan. One of our local ladies, Colleen Meriden, has stories of nursing in Alaska. And I may reveal some moments of my past as a story as well. And then on Friday the 7th, Mandy Parker is going to give us some sort of brief oversight of the Comanche tribe in her studio, the Comanche Shirt Company. Those events are at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 2 o'clock set of events for the week. Myron Beeson's coming in to play Native American flute at the aquarium. I'm making kind of a joke here, but I think the fish should be soothed.
Oh, I'm sure they will be because
the sound is just so beautiful.
It is. When he plays for the humans, it definitely is very soothing for us. So I can see that.
And Tuesday of the afternoon slot, we have a professor from OU, Howie Bear, coming down to talk to us about the concept of string theory and the ultimate laws of nature. Helen Riley will be coming in on Wednesday the 5th in the afternoon to talk to us about the geology of the Wichitas. Helen is with the Friends of the Wichitas, and she does tours out in the Wichitas. We have a piano concert at the aquarium on the afternoon of the 6th, and on the 7th we have beach ball croquet out front of the Blue-Eyed Coyote, and high tea inside the Blue-Eyed Coyote. There are many more things that are involved with this, and you can find out most of it at the website Travel OKC. You can also go to medicinepark.com, look for events.
Right, and the Facebook also.
And then
probably.
The Facebook page, and we literally are manipulating the schedule every day, adding things and changing. So we're working on an evening set for all 5 days.
Well, I was going to ask about what's going to be happening in the evening, and it looks like everything will kick off
Is it January 31st?
Well, January 31st is a Friday night.
Right.
But it's a semi-formal event at the music hall. We're calling that the Plunge Prom. We're hoping that, in truth, it's unprom-like.
Mm-hmm.
We're planning a lot of indoor games such as swim ring, shuffleboard, snow hole,
okay.
Not to be confused with cornhole.
Okay.
We have the intention of setting up a movie lounge in the front of the music hall. We have a cigar bar planned for outside. We're working on our own concoction called Plunge Punch.
Uh-oh. Should we be concerned?
Well,
or have a designated driver?
The notion here is there's a non-alcoholic, good, tasty punch, and then if you want something in it to brace
it
up,
yourself.
You can go over to the bar and buy a shot and put that in yourself.
I love that. And then the traditional polar plunge will be taking place.
That is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think we have Smiling Jack coming in, or Smiling Bob, for music on the plunge itself, and that'll continue on into the evening.
So it's a week-long series of events taking place out there in Medicine Park.
And then we finish that week
mm-hmm.
with a fabulous concert from two international guitar pickers, Lauren and Mark.
Well, it's always fun to sit down with you, Pat, to hear what's going to be happening in Medicine Park and how neat to expand upon the polar plunge, which already is happening out there, and just expand on that and have a whole plunge week. So, and let's give folks some contact information. Some of this stuff is free. Some of it will require a small fee. And so we want to know, again, where we can go to find out all the information about everything that's going on.
The website, medicinepark.com, has much of it. Also on Travel OKC, there's a full daily breakdown. The major prom and the concert, there's a cost for, and tickets can be bought in advance at Eventbrite. Everything else during the week is free.
Awesome.
So I forgot to mention, we do have jazz trio J.D. Little going to play at the Riverside on Wednesday night. That's the 5th. And there's a thought that maybe we have bagpipers show up one night as a surprise. And you were always surprised when bagpipers show up.
It's always fun. Always fun. Well, Pat, we've talked about a lot. And thank you so much for coming over and sharing with us about this new initiative, Plunge Week 2020, out in beautiful Medicine Park and Polar Plunge. And the plunge that
will... The plunge is on the 1st of February around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, of course, we have that fabulous parade.
That's right, yeah.
Costumes are encouraged.
Okay, all right.
As we march down to take our yearly bath in the bath lake.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming by to share with us.
Okay, Cynthia.
The schedule for Plunge Week 2020 is online at medicinepark.com or discovermedicinepark.ok at Facebook. You're hearing the music by internationally acclaimed flat pickers Lauren Berriger and Mark Mazengarb. For KCCU, I'm Cynthia Sosa.